Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So this is the second episode in our series on God's plan for human love, where we are going to explain God's design for marriage, family, sex, dating, contraception, natural family planning, homosexuality, and even the Church's teaching on LGBTQ and its connection with civil rights. Now, God has made us men and women because He's made us for love, and that capacity for love is manifested even in the structure of our bodies. But in His great providential plan, our masculinity and femininity plays a deeper role even than that, because God has willed that the love between a man and a woman, and specifically between husband and wife, should be one of the primary analogies by which we understand the love between God and the world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
God showed his love for humanity first in creation. And the first human love he gave us was the love between a man and a woman, between Adam and Eve. As though we could best understand his love for us and his delight in us by looking at Adam's love and delight in Eve. Throughout the Old Testament, God again and again explains his love for his people by comparing it to a man's love for a woman or a husband's love for his wife. It's a love that prompts God to be extravagantly generous, to perform impressive feats, to rescue his beloved in dramatic ways, and to become passionately jealous and hurt when his beloved abandons him for other false lovers. and God's love for humanity, his willingness to fight and even die for his bride, becomes physically real when he comes to earth himself, when he comes as a man. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, us now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus doesn't just come as a king or a savior. He comes as a bridegroom. He comes as a husband. He comes as a man to win back his bride. And he does that by being a hero, by caring for the people, by pursuing his people, and by fighting for his people, and by being true to his people till death. In his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul says that the church is Christ's bride, and Christ was the model husband by laying down his life for his bride. In other words, Christ on the cross is God trying to win back his wayward bride. Christ is God become man, giving everything for his bride. This is the drama between the Creator and the creation. It's the love story between us and God. And it's no accident that when God's perfect love for us took human form, it took the form of a man, Jesus Christ. And that when humanity's perfect love for God took human form, it took the form of a woman, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because masculinity and femininity are the original symbol of mutual love. They are the primordial symbol of God's love for us, and the love with which we should respond to God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the love between a man and a woman is the privileged analogy for God's love for us. But that also means that God's love for us is the standard by which we are called to live our masculinity and femininity. To the extent that we engage our sexuality, it must have the same characteristics of God's love for us. If God's love for us is generous, self-sacrificial, and above all, relentless, unconditional, never giving up, then that's how we're called to live our sexuality. We don't partner up with someone else just for the night, any more than God just loves us for one small segment of human history. And we don't just stay with our spouse only as long as we find it enjoyable and fulfilling, any more than Christ stays on his cross only as long as he found it enjoyable and fulfilling. Christ sets a new standard of love, where the new minimum is everything. That's the new standard of sexual married love. The new minimum is to give everything. If you give less than that, if you give less than your life, you're just not giving enough.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If you've ever been a teacher, you know that the best way to teach a concept is by finding a good analogy. Well, the analogy that God has chosen to express his rapturous, unconditional love for us, his analogy for that is the love between man and woman, husband and wife, married love. But that means that when marriages break down, especially in the church, we're destroying the power of that analogy. When marriages are embittered, when they're characterized by selfishness, and when the spouses eventually give up on one another, how can we say, God loves you like this? How can people believe in unconditional love when all the marriages in their experiences are ready to go up in smoke when the conditions become too difficult? It's no surprise, then, that faith begins to collapse in a society where marriage, where the love between a man and a woman, is collapsing everywhere. So what should our resolution be in this meditation? At the very least, it should be that we do a little examination on our own lives and the way that we love. Are we loving the way God loves? Are we thinking about the good of the other person and then doing what is good for them? Because as we'll see in later meditations, love is not a feeling. It's not about what I like and dislike. Love is a choice to do what is good for the other, regardless of how I feel. So let's do a little examine in all of our relationships. Ask the question, am I making the choice to do what is good for another person? And then let's make the resolution to do that. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Reflecting on this, Teresa, makes me think, I have a fantastic wife. You know her. She's your mother. And we've had a great marriage. But I have to admit that I have not thought seriously enough about the mission of Christian marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That the part of the mission of Christian marriage is to be a sign to the world, first to you kids, and then to the people around us, of God's unconditional, irrevocable love for each person.
Yeah.
That when we got married, we swore an oath to God. That's what the sacrament of matrimony is. It's swearing an oath to God that we would do our best to be a sign to the world of God's unconditional, irrevocable love for each person.
Yeah.
We think of the priesthood and religious life as a mission.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we think about marriage as a mission.
Yeah, I think a lot of people almost think of it as just like something you kind of get.
Yeah, it's something for me.
Yeah, it's for me, which is just thinking about it in entirely the wrong way. They're like, I want a partner. I want someone in my life. I want someone to give me meaning. But giving yourself is what gives you meaning. And caring for someone else, it's a huge mission.
I once read an article where the headline was, marriage is not for me.
Mm. Oh, that's a good play on words, hopefully.
It's a good turn of phrase.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not for me. It's for the good of the others.
Mm-hmm.
But it is such an easy trap to fall into when we think of relationships for what we get out of them. And then that's when all of the bitterness and resentment sets in.
Yeah. But I will say it goes both ways, because I think I've fallen into the trap of being like, no matter what, I don't need that much love because I'm so good at loving other people. And you can't get into a hole where you think that the other person doesn't have to love you because you can just give yourself entirely. Because the mission of marriage is on both sides. To some degree, you have to trust someone else to take care of you as well. And you've got to let that happen. But it's not the same as just getting something from someone. Like, when you're entrusting yourself to someone, it's kind of a risk you've got to take. I say this because I think it's dangerous to just say, like, oh, you just have to give. But part of it is, the best thing you can do for your partner is make them rise up to the occasion and say, you've got to be better for me as well, because that's best for them.
That's hard. What's a practical way to do that? Because there's a lot of people that are in marriages where the spouse just won't budge.
They just don't want to grow.
Yeah, that's complicated. I think at the end of the day, you can never make someone do something they don't want to do. But you also can't let go.
You mean like give up?
Yeah, you can't give up. You can never give up. When it comes to our loved ones, we can never give up, even if we think they'll never budge. I've had so many relationships where, even just friendships, where I'm like, I don't think this person's going to change. And for their own good, I want them to be better and to change for themselves. And there's nothing I can do to change them. I couldn't have an argument that would fix it. But I stick by their side no matter what. And I have one close friend where I've been by their side for so long that everyone else, little by little, will fall away. But I'm still there and I can still help them. So eventually, it has finally gotten to a point where I do think I can change things and we can move on for the better. But that's only because I stuck around and I never gave up on them. And I would never give up on them. Even if they aren't going to get better, even if they're not going to give anything to me, I'm going to keep giving because I know that's all I can do. They can still make the choice to not change, but...
And the profound beauty of Christianity is that what we ultimately need is not what another human will give us, but what God wants to give us.
Yeah. And what God wants to give them through us.
Yes.
But you have to make that available.
So no matter what situation we're in, if we are faithful, then God will fill us with himself.
Yeah. God's love is enough. It doesn't sound like it. I've had that said many times, but we need to passionately believe that. Even if it just means not only is God loving you enough, but even just the satisfaction of knowing that you have loved others with God's love is rewarding in its own right. Just to love that way is very healing.
If we are faithful to just do the best we can to love the way God loves, he will supply all our need. But we also have to give people hope and encouragement that if they've suffered through a divorce, an abortion, any way that they've fallen, that they should never give up hope.
There is never, it is until you are dead and gone, there is hope and change. And even then, there's that time. God gives you what you need and there's that time.
So wherever we're at, we live in the present moment knowing that God's mercy and providence can transform everything. And we trust in him.
Yeah,
I just want to remind you that I was only able to get limited hotel space for our pilgrimage to the Holy Land this June 7th through the 17th, which means we'll only have one bus, but that will make it a much more intimate pilgrimage. But we only have a few spaces left. So come and join me to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and Mary. If you would like more info, just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and click on pilgrimages, or contact us at trinitytravel@schooloffaith.com.